Our reading from the letter to the Hebrews might seem somewhat obscure, especially that opening phrase, God did not appoint angels to be rulers of the world to come, which seems to imply that angels are the rulers of the world present. And certainly at the time when the letter to the Hebrews was being written, that was the notion, that was the idea, that there were angels ruling in God's stead the things of this world, that there were hierarchies of angels between us and God controlling the world. And not all those angels were good guys, because some of the fallen angels also got responsibilities for various aspects of the universe. We see this in scriptures and writings that we have recovered from the Dead Sea, this notion of a whole universe of intermediary powers between ourselves and God in this world. In fact, there is one description of the creation of the human person which involves angels. God puts in place the angel of the gallbladder to shape and put the gallbladder in Adam. And there's the angel of the bigger lobe and the angel of the smaller lobe of the liver. There is the angel of the intestines, and there is the angel of the stomach, and there's the angel of the pancreas, and so forth and so forth. Part of the idea, too, is if you knew the names of these angels who were in charge of various wobbly bits of your person, you could invoke them to perform acts of healing on whatever part of your organism failed you. So you had the angel of your big toe when you stubbed it, and the angel of your small toe when you snapped it, and all those intermediaries between God and the world. Angels were in charge of nations. Each nation had its angel, its animus, its guiding spirit. And what the letter to the Hebrews is telling us is that is not so. As being created little less than the angels ourselves, in fact, we see here that the author of the letter to the Hebrews is using the Septuagint, which softened a little bit the Hebrew. Unfortunately, we have a closer translation of the Hebrew in our responsorial psalm. We are made little less than God himself. So there are no intermediaries possible. Our nature is closer to God than it is to that of the angels. Creatures in their own right. Creatures maybe who can scare us or awe us, but not greater than us in the hierarchy of being in this universe. And this direct touching of God, because God has touched us directly in the person of Jesus Christ, becomes a guiding vision for the Christian community, moving them away from this world of intermediaries and this world of heavenly hierarchies that do nothing but obscure our relationship with God. And the author of the letter to the Hebrews tells us that what is obscure is slowly being pulled aside so that we can see clearly through the ministry of Jesus to us and through our contact with God, our renewal in God through him, that we can see clearly. Now, we might not ourselves believe in all sorts of hierarchies of angels between ourselves and God, although that thought is returning in popularity and in popular spiritual literature. But we do often believe that the world is in charge of all sorts of strange forces and powers. Conspiracy theories in this era of greater communication have run away, and obviously decent and clever people can believe all sorts of things, like Queen Elizabeth is a lizard or something equally obscure and odd. Because there is a tendency for us to try and find a distance from God by placing between ourselves and God all these hierarchies, whether they be the Illuminati or whether they be the angels or whether they be lizard aliens or whatever. These are all ways in which we seek to distance ourselves from God, because to be close to God is also to have a responsibility for one another, and that is the responsibility we fear. We fear being brothers of God in Christ Jesus, sisters and brothers and heirs of God in Christ Jesus, because that gives us a responsibility we can avoid when there are all sorts of hierarchies between ourselves and God, but a responsibility we cannot avoid when we realize how close God is to us and we are to God. And we are. The responsibility is to bring one another into glory, into the glory that Christ has made available for us and has joined hands with us to lead us towards, so that we may join hands with one another to walk to that glory in God. Amen.